So great to be learning together. Shirei Araz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. And this week I want to right a wrong that I feel myself a little guilty about, and perhaps other Rabbanim really also a little bit guilty about, that we don't publicize the following halakha, that people who are eating meat and milk on the same table is already a Mishnah. Masechet Chulin says that you have to make a sign to designate these are the meat eaters, these are the milk eaters, and so they shouldn't inadvertently hand some food to the other. Then you're going to mix milk and meat. So it's almost reminiscent that you have to put some sort of a sign, sort of like a border, like Yaakov and Lavan. They made a galet, they made this little monument separating between the meat and the milk. So now it has to have some height. You can't just put a piece of paper. You can't put a paper clip. You can't put a key. That's not going to be enough. It has to have some height. So now Rabbi Heinemann says in the Star K website, it would be even a pen would work. That's a little bit of a chidush to say that. And I asked Rabbi Willig what his opinion was. He thought, he doesn't want to disagree with Rabbi Heinemann, but he thought it would be better. It should be something a little bit more significant, something that stands out a little bit. With Shulchan Aruch speaks about that it should be something like a piece of bread. That's already something a little bit more significant than a pen. Interesting, on that same Star K website, that they said that if you have two people sitting on a plane next to each other, even though they're on separate trays, and that's enough for this halakha, each on separate trays, or even just one will have a say, you have the meat eater will have it on the tray, or the milk eater will be on the tray, or on a paper towel that they normally are not on. Just you get a separation, boundaries. This is the meat is on his paper towel. This one is on the paper towel. It's something, the boundaries that you want to make that clear. But it's necessary also, the Star Case said, on a plane, even though people are eating on their trays, they're not going to put on the food on the table, eating on separate trays on a plane. Still, if one's having meat and one's having milk, you have to have some sort of a sign. It's interesting because it's normal to have trays on the plane. So you have to have something out of the ordinary to remind you that everybody should keep their boundaries, which is very interesting, because you might be you're sitting very near each other on the plane. You know, I might be tempted to hand one to each other. Just an interesting thought. And they already can rely on something like some paper napkins that normally wouldn't be there, a pile of paper napkins or a pen. Sometimes, you know, even if it's not something major, because you're on a plane, is how much, what are you going to be able to find to be able to put in a, to be able to put, to be able to put there. So that probably would be a good idea in a pinch, which is very interesting. Other areas halacha as well, we need to have to make a separation. Also in a pinch, maybe it's a good idea to just a pile of napkins, a pile of even a pen, though that may not be the optimal sign to separate. We don't rely on, Rav Avadya says, we don't rely that, oh, if you have not just two people, we have more people, that you'll remind each other not to mix the milk and meat. No, because everybody's involved with their eating, and then they're not going to be able to remind the other ones that they should keep the meat and milk separate. Everyone's busy with their own eating. They're not minding other people's business about what they are doing. So I taught this to the men this past Shabbat in the pre-mincha shiur, but I wanted to share this with the women as well, and with the broader kehila, just to make sure that everybody knows this halakha, because a lot of times people don't know this, especially in Jewish institutions, in high schools. This one brings their lunch, you eat meat, milk, and they're eating, they're all on the same table, and without having some kind of a boundary or some sort of a hecker, somebody making each one on their separate tablecloths or a paper towel, something like that. You need to establish better boundaries than what we are doing now. By the way, halakha is, even if you're one person, you shouldn't be eating on the same the meat and the milk on the same area without some sort of a separation between the two. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.